Torah Weilel Shishi, Thursday 17th April, Yud Zion, Nissan, Aleph Cholamoed, Beis Cholamoed, Hilchus
Chol. Shalom Uvrach Rabbeisai, so just we'll spend a couple of minutes just discussing some halachas of Cholamoed. A shaila that is a very, very common shaila. In fact, I just came off the phone from somebody who called to ask me this shaila, is regarding washing clothes on Chol HaMoed. What's the story over there with washing clothes after 2 day Yom Tov, sometimes after 3 day Yom Tov? It's very much so that people need to wash clothes, and what's the halacha? So just a very, very quick review of the main headlines of Hilchus Chol HaMoed. On the one hand it's Chol, on the other hand it's Moed. So we know that regard to certain things, we see that it's called Mikroi Kodesh, so the days of Kedusha, the days of Simcha, the days where we still have the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov, we have Musaf and Halel, and we also have the special halachas of Chol HaMoed. There's a whole discussion in the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Lamed, whether the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Drabonon. And it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but it seems to come out that the Ramah holds it's actually Doraisa. So doing the wrong sorts of Melacha and Chol HaMoed, actually an Issa Tzaira. And it says, Hamavazes HaMoedes, someone who disgraces the Moedes. Rashi explains that means someone who does Melacha, which is Asan Chol HaMoed, it's Kilo Eved Aveda Zara. So it's a very, very serious matter over here. There are a few categories of things that are permitted on Chol HaMoed. Something which is a Dovah HaOved, something which a person will lose out, there will be a type of loss on Chol HaMoed. That's the first category the Mishneh Berurah at the beginning of Tov Kuf Lamed allows. Such a thing is going to be permitted. Number two, Tzorachei HaMoed, something which you need for the sake of Chol HaMoed. So, if it's for a food need, then it's open season, you can do anything. If it's a need for Chol HaMoed, but it's not for food, then specifically a Maaseh Hedyot, something which a basic, unskilled person can do, is permitted. A Poel She'en LeMayoichol, if somebody doesn't have food to put on his plate, so then you're allowed to employ him on Chol HaMoed. Tzorachei Rabim, if something is done for the community, for the masses, then that's also going to be permitted. And then Maaseh Hedyot Afilu LeYochid. If something is a Maaseh Hedyot, something is something which is very, very simple to do, then that's going to be permitted for everybody. Chazal made a few gezeiros that Chol HaMoed should have a more spiritual nature and should be treated correctly. And one of the things they said is you're not allowed to do laundering, and you're not allowed to do cutting hair. And the reason that you're not allowed to do these things is because they wanted to make sure that everybody would do these things before Yom Tov came in. And if you're allowed to leave it till Yom Tov, then even though these are needs of Yom Tov, if you're going to leave it till Yom Tov, then people won't bother doing it beforehand. They'll go into Yom Tov looking very schlochy. They'll go into Yom Tov without having laundered their clothing, because they're waiting to launder their clothes on Chol HaMoed, or without having trimmed themselves, because they'll assume that they can do this on Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, and therefore Chazal said that these things are forbidden. So when it comes to cutting nails, the Pashtus is if you've cut your nails before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to cut them again in Chol HaMoed. If you do it normally on Erev Shabbos, there's a Machlokes, but there's room to be matir as well. Now the Shaila, which is very motzoi, is regarding laundering. So in Siman Tof Kuf Lamed Gimel, we find that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we're not really supposed to do any laundering on Yom Tov, and Ein Mechabsim B'Moed. But it says that certain people who are not able to do it beforehand are allowed to do laundering on Yom Tov, and so too when it comes to cutting hair. Now, what happens though, so really you're supposed to launder everything from before Yom Tov. Now what happens, you laundered everything before Yom Tov, and now things are dirty on Yom Tov. So everybody knows that when it comes to children's clothing, they say yeah, because that gets dirty very quickly, so you're allowed to launder those, fine. But what about adult clothing? Yeah, it's not even tircha nowadays. So there's discussion about someone who only has choluk echot, somebody who only has one garment in Tofka Flamadalat Siftes, and he comes out really, generally speaking, if you only have one garment, the Mishnah Berurah comes out in Sifkot and Tes, that still you're not allowed to wash it. But nowadays there are poskim who do say that it is permitted. The Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelakalav Siman Kuf Samach Gimel says, brings from a testimony of Yud Ches Aleph, that if you do have only one garment, you're not mechuyev to buy more garments. You don't have to go out of your way and buy more garments on a Chol HaMoed, because that would really make it into a Dovah HaOved, right? You'll end up having to spend money on it. So therefore, you're actually allowed to launder your garments if you have no other appropriate garments to wear. So to Shevet HaLevi and Chel HaChesim and Kuf Kaf Dalet, says that if you normally change your clothes every day, so still the Maisa, he's not so happy that you should wash them on Yom Tov, unless you feel techusha lo ne'imo, if you feel uncomfortable and that you don't feel geshmak, that you're wearing these clothes again, if it bothers you, so then he would say that you are allowed to actually launder your clothing on Yom Tov. And so the bottom line is that we try as hard as possible to prepare all of our clothing from before Yom Tov, but if still a person doesn't have sufficient clothes, then on Chol HaMoed they would actually be allowed to launder their clothing. They're not mechuyev to go out and buy more clothing rather than washing it.